Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 23rd. The grains closed mixed overnight. We had December corn down a penny and a quarter at 494 and a quarter. December wheat up 2.5 cents at 588 and a half. And November beans down 9.25 cents at 1293. We had good rains in Argentina for the first time in a while. We had very heavy rains in southern Brazil, and it looks to stay wet there. So there are some plenty of problems in southern Brazil. But some of those rains are going to move north, which allowed Brazil to get some planting done over the weekend. The market this week is going to focus on a couple of things. Obviously, the war in Israel and any effect on the crude oil. We're down 50 cents a barrel right now, but we've been down about $1.30 at one point today. If the war escalates, crude oil should go through the roof, and the commodities should react in the same manner. The other thing we're going to be watching is the war in Ukraine. And then the final thing is going to be what's Congress going to do about the House of Representatives? Doesn't look like they have a consensus candidate out here, and it's a mess, but they've got to get something done. We need a farm bill. We need a budget, and hopefully we'll get something done here this week. Obviously, the war in Israel continues. Some talk is that they're waiting to try to get all the hostages out before they really go in and tear apart Hamas. But we'll have to see what they decide to do. The Argentinian election, the runoff is now put off till November 19th. There were two candidates. They got one got 32%, one got 16% of the vote. The guy that got the most votes is a Peronist. Neither one has a really good plan to solve inflation there. The world isn't crazy with either choice, but it doesn't look like in any case farmers will be selling any beans anytime soon until this is all worked out. Obviously, we've got the weather here in the U.S. Looks like some rains across the Midwest might slow down harvest a little bit. We have inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got crop progress at 3 o'clock. It should show beans 70 to 75% harvested. Corn 50 to 55% harvested, and I think those numbers, you know, will stay above the five-year averages here. We'll see what they do with the crop ratings. They might slip just a touch as they usually do this time of year. But overall, there's a lot of moving parts to this market, a lot of potential volatility. Thursday, we'll see export sales, but overall, it's going to be about the world activities and the U.S. Congress. And we've got to get some resolutions to some of these problems out here where the grains will stay very volatile and choppy. Crude oil is down 50, but the bean oil was up 35. I still think the bean oil is incredibly oversold down here considering the stocks are at a nine-year low. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.